You're listening to This Just In. I'm Yancey, and I'm so honored and excited to have Julian Davis Reed in the studio prior to his show with the Circle of Trust this evening at Berlin. We're going to hear a track to get started with this interview from his most recent release, Vocation. This is Moan for Hearts of Flesh. It's Jazz 88. You're listening to the sounds of Moan for Hearts of Flesh from Julian Davis Reed, and I have the pleasure of having him sitting in front of me right now. Julian, welcome.
It's so great to be here, Yancey. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for having me. I would love to know, how are you arriving in this moment? And for our listeners who are maybe just hearing about you, tell us about yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm in from Chicago with my band, and we're playing tonight and I am so excited, but it's also a sober enthusiasm. Mm. I enter with sober enthusiasm today because of what your people are going through here in Minneapolis. We're here from Chicago, and so we resonate, and the music resonates, and the moan that I put out that you're listening to right now is a moan that's a container for the universal human moan. It comes from Black moan. It comes from ancestral moan. But it also speaks to the moans that we have in this moment. And so I enter with the sober enthusiasm. This is my first tour under my name. So I'm extremely happy.
Thank you. Yes.
I'm extremely happy. So thankful for this record. But also know that the mantle is heavy. And I want to be able to share with joy and hope, as well as attending to sorrow and lament.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that. And yeah, I think Minneapolis needs this music right now. Mm. And, you know, I want to talk, you know, this project, your most recent release, Vocation. It's centered around the theme of vocation,
yes.
Stewardship, roles and responsibilities, value systems. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, how that has shown up throughout the music?
Absolutely. So this being my debut full-length release is about the vocation of being an artist, the calling I feel in my life that's one grounded in my faith that speaks to what it means to hear calls from God to care for me and care for one another through music, through artistry. And my hope is also that as I attend to my calling as a musician, as an artist, that it also helps you attend to all the calls on your life. Mm. And so the songs punctuate different calls that I have in addition to being an artist, as a husband, as a father, as a friend, as a Black man, as a concerned citizen of the world. All these different callings cohere to then create this project that then invites you, whichever callings resonate with you, to think about those relationships and roles most precious to you. And it's just been a joy to be able to play that and to frame all the music. So every song you hear, you know where that's coming from, what's at stake for me when I wrote it, and what's at stake for us in listening to it now.
Absolutely. You know, speaking of moan for Hearts of Flesh, I watched the music video along with that, and I was put onto this poem that's a part of the influence, Nikki Finney's The Battle of and For the Blackface Boy.
Yes.
And I had, you know, was reading this and I was sort of picking out lines. And there is a line that stuck with me just in lieu of our interview. There's a line that says, "He is here and now, there and there and now. And he has seen and knows what the Republic betroths to each and every beloved boy. Mm. One orb, one tassel, the right to move freely, to get up and go, the trend-setting, newly minted, streamlined blackface boy." Mm. So I feel like I was just, you know, sitting in that sentiment and before this interview, and I just wanted to thank you and hear a little bit more. You know, that poem in particular, it's dense, it's long, and
yes.
It does absolutely lend itself to the themes that you're talking about in this tape.
Thank you. Yeah, Nikki Finney does an amazing job in that poem, holding these tensions between hope and possibility, but then also deep lament and fugitivity that Black boys, Black men, Black folk are under. And I'm so thankful that my friend Alana Harris Babu, an incredible visual artist, made these cups after I went to Ferguson. She made these cups to commemorate, or not commemorate, but to memorialize my time there. And she put on these cups that she made for me out of ceramic, lines from Nikki Finney's poem, which says, "Once on shore, my name is Lawless. I am barely breathing."
Mm.
And that tension, which I am also aware can really speak to what's happened here with George Floyd, that tension here is one that animates the music. It's one in which we hold to pain, we hold to what it means to barely breathe on one hand, but also what it means to create from hope. Artists can't create if we don't have hope. We can't create from despair. We may feel sorrow. We may feel deep lament and grief and strife and outcry, but we ultimately can't stay there. And my hope is that if you come to the show tonight, if you hear the record, that you not only hear me attending to your laments, that you hear me attending to what it means to barely breathe, but you also hear me attend to the fact that I am a Black boy who's seeking life in these lands, and invite you to seek life with me.
Absolutely. So I just want to, again, let our listeners know you're listening to the voice of Julian Davis Reed here performing at Berlin tonight with the Circle of Trust, this new album or most recent release, Vocation, and accompanied by Tremaine Parker as
yes.
well, James Russell Sims, and is it Renair Brooks?
That's it, Renair
yes,
Brooks. Yes,
yeah. So, and in light of what you just said, I want to play this track, Nevertheless Hope, because again, I think it's needed, and I just I want to, again, bask ourselves in this music. So we're going to hear Julian Davis read Nevertheless Hope from Vocation, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more.
Thanks, Yancey.
Thank you. It's Jazz 88. Hearing the sounds of Nevertheless Hope from Julian Davis Reed, whom I have the pleasure of being in studio with here on This Just In. It's Jazz 88. And this is from Vocation. And there's a little bit of a different personnel on Vocation than there are with you this evening, if mm-hmm. I'm correct. Mm-hmm. But we're hearing Leonard Simpson on the saxophone yes. right now. Can you talk about what recording this was like? And or your personnel, you know, this is a relationship, it's a collaboration.
That's right.
You're leading, but yeah, I'd love to know.
That's right. My hope is that everybody who played with me during this recording and everybody who plays with me anytime is able to hear something about their own vocation through playing with me. Leonard Simpson on sax, and on this recording, Micah Collier on bass and James Russell Sims on drum kit, who's also playing tonight. Mm-hmm. The personnel has just been great working with them. Just a joy. So much life. I call the group Circle of Trust on purpose because the ensemble is one in which I really want to have high levels of trust, not micromanage, give you ideas, give you parts to play at specific points, but then other than that, let your creativity really shine through. Tonight, there will be several folk from the record, mm-hmm. James Russell Sims and Tremaine Parker, an angelic soprano, and then we also have on bass tonight, Rainier Brooks. Mm-hmm. And you'll just see tonight at Berlin, it's just such a time of joy and creativity and exploration, and one in which they're really seeking to own the songs too. You'll see Tremaine, when she sings Moan, you see her go to a deep place. Mm. And then you hear her go to a deeper place. And we don't have words for that. We never said where exactly she goes, but she goes every time to the place needed to create that universal welcome to everybody who has a moan. So I'm just so elated, not only to be on tour, but to be on tour with this ensemble and to have these folk near who are holding the sound with me.
Absolutely. I'm very excited to witness. And, you know, I think you've sort of been answering this throughout our conversation. And knowing you just told me how to pronounce it, artist theologian.
Mm-hmm.
That's the title that you're carrying. And I'm thinking, you know, about the tradition of spirituality mm-hmm. in relation to jazz music, you know, blues yes. lineages, gospel.
Yes.
How do you want this music to move people? You're talking about vocation, mm-hmm. getting people to understand the roles that we ourselves can play.
Yes.
How are you hoping that people come away from your performance this evening?
Yes, we all have callings. We have callings that speak to professional work that we get paid for, callings that speak to relational life that we have, that we're born into in terms of being children, parents, being spouses, being friends. We have all these callings. And my deep hope is that you can hear something of the transcendent in the sound, in this music, that it can help you reflect on the relationships most precious to you and what it means to always be someone who is called. A call comes to us. We can't fabricate the call. The deepest calls come to us. That's how music moves. That's how life moves. And that's how faith moves. And all of us are moving with hope and love and faith. And my hope is that you can hear in the music this deep call that reaches out to you and says, listen.
Absolutely. Ugh. Well, I want to thank you so much for being here with us at Jazz 88 today. This is Julian Davis Reed at Berlin, accompanied by the Circle of Trust. Julian Davis Reed and the Circle of Trust at Berlin this evening. Again, Rainier Brooks on bass, James Russell Sims on drums, Tremaine Parker on vocals. It's going to be a beautiful show. And just thank you.
Yancy, thank you so very much. And everybody listening, thank you for your ear.
And I want to close out, I think, as a calling, you know, in this moment, in all moments, we need to all have the nerve to be super. It's Jazz 88. Thank you.